This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Sean Correa of Anonymous Uprising is with us. Let us just go into this evidence more. So you're saying that the instantaneous disappearance of a craft may indicate to you that it is going into another dimension. Is that correct?
Yes. In some cases, we also observed that craft disappearing and then reappearing, you know, 100 miles, 200 miles away. So we think that they're able to travel within a single dimension. That's what enables them to travel so at such high speeds, but also use that same technology to travel between dimensions. And yeah, like you said, I've heard that. I've heard of some of the caterpillars in the sky that look like snakes or caterpillars, but are actually craft. And some people have theorized they're biological, which is kind of interesting. It's certainly not outside the realm of possibility. From my own personal experience, and I think for most people that I talk to that are curious about this, that want to have an experience of their own, I would say most people, the reason why everybody doesn't see craft is not everybody's looking. If you spend some time just looking at the sky, you'll see craft. I mean, the former defense minister for Canada said it actually pretty eloquently when he said that, you know, they occupy our skies with the frequency and in the same numbers as airplanes, you know, air traffic. And I find that to be actually pretty true. But most people don't look up too often and usually don't venture out more than 55 miles away from where they live. For myself, when I decided to get into this and I wanted to get some hands-on, I bought a telescope. It's maybe $500-$600 telescope, the best I could find, you know, not being an optics pro. And I pointed it at the moon and I took my cell phone, put it on the eyepiece, made sure to block out any light, and took a few pictures of what I observed on the moon. It doesn't take a lot to recognize they're real and they're out there. When you start to try to get too deep, you start to realize that there's more different varieties and more things that you'll see that you can't explain that don't seem to be related to each other, which can be frustrating, but it's true. So I've had a number of experiences, sometimes by accident, sometimes intentionally, just observing the skies to see what I can see. And based on what I've seen, it would certainly appear as though a number of these are extraterrestrial. If they're not, I don't have another explanation for them, you know.
I can identify with that. You know, people ask me all the time, you know, how come you've seen so many things over the years? And, yeah, I mean, it's a very simple answer. I look. Most people right. don't look above eye level, and they're not really that familiar with their surroundings. When yeah. you live in the country,
they look on the internet.
Yeah, they're looking down at their phones, basically.
Exactly.
I've lived years and years out in the great outdoors in rural areas, and I think people that live in rural areas just automatically are much more attendant to their surroundings and more observant and more apt to see things because they're actually more aware, I think. You know, you mentioned Paul Hellyer. I haven't heard any names that you've mentioned that haven't had some sort of PR kind of presence. You know, the people that Gene and I and a lot of the listeners on our show tend to be more familiar with and tend to gravitate towards are the ones that don't have PR presences, don't have cults of personality, people that are quietly doing the work and are doing it in such a way that doesn't include compromising sensibilities. You know, I was a cameraman at the Citizens hearing on Disclosure. I saw all 5 days. And to have Stephen Bassett, to have Paul Hellyer get up and finish the entire five-day proceeding by reading a quote from a book by a very questionable contactee and quote the aliens and how they they see us and how we're destroying our environment and stuff. To me, it's this field is so childish and is so immature because of the fact that people tend to listen to you know, who's yelling the loudest or who has the highest level of visibility. And I really think that there's a serious lack of discernment in the field. I don't think there's enough emphasis on people becoming educated, having a well-rounded knowledge of those who have done excellent work prior to this particular day and age, going all the way back into the 40s and 50s, in the 60s and 70s. There are many, many people, brilliant thinkers, who you've never heard of, that have way more to share in terms of insights and the gravitas of knowledge than anyone that you've mentioned. And I really urge all our listeners constantly, as Gene does, to really become a well-rounded person in this field in terms of your looking for knowledge, looking for sources of knowledge and inspiration that are grounded in science and grounded in reality, not wishful thinking. And, you know, I really admire your enthusiasm. I think that you have a very what appears to be on the surface a good concept, but I think you're still operating and you know, pardon me if I'm maybe misstating this, but I think you're still operating from a place of pop culture and kind of a wanna believe perspective.
Well, just to clarify for all the listeners and just to be absolutely clear so that there's no misunderstanding, I am not a person that has any answers at all. All I can offer are probably infinite questions. And that's really how we're approaching this. My goal is if we can do a body of research that stands up to, you know, scientific rigor, which we could take to an established institution and they could look at our work, look at our methods, and we use standard, broadly approved methods to collect the data we collect, and it can stand up to that scientific rigor. And one institution looks at what we did, says you did all the right things, you didn't take any shortcuts, and you produced a volume of research that was done correctly. And that provokes at least one institution to jump in and say, okay, we're going to take a look at this, and we're going to actually, based on this, we're going to, you know, fund the next step in this process. That would be a huge win. A huge win. And I agree.
No, that sounds excellent. I'm really gratified to hear you say that. Why don't we look at some of the protocols and methodology and technology that you're planning to throw at this conundrum, and also how you're identifying where you're going to concentrate your efforts.
So, just the basics. So we've got a gentleman who's a tenured professor who is an expert in behavioral science to kind of help us with crafting messages that won't inadvertently or couldn't be misunderstood or inadvertently create a problem. We want to be responsible and with how we craft the messages that we broadcast. We don't want to cause any problems. We want to learn. We also have an expert in communications who's worked with just a whole array of different technologies in the area of RF and other broadcast technologies who can help interact and experiment with some different technologies to help us in our effort to communicate. And then we have some experts in critical thinking, critical problem solving, and we have a team of software developers to help us in our analysis and help us to craft protocols that will work. Nothing we are suggesting. This is all theorized.
Let's continue our next segment. about the methodologies that you're using for Anonymous Uprising with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know, the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we're looking at the methodologies here for, I guess, instituting first contact from Sean Correa of Anonymous Uprising. Before we go on, though, can you name any of the scientists that you're working with so we get an idea of the fields and who they are?
I can't. I wouldn't feel comfortable. They, at this point, I was elected to be the sort of the public face, and for obvious reasons, I'm protecting the anonymity of the people that are involved because they all make a living in the legitimate world where they work. So we don't want to create any problems that might affect their livelihood or their careers to participate in this. So I hope you understand. I hope our listeners understand.
Well, I think part of the issue here is you're trying to raise a lot of money. Your GoFundMe campaign is for $1 million. And to get enough people to come up with enough money to fund this, they're going to want as much information as they can get. This is not just somebody trying to raise money for an operation.
Good point. Let me do this. Let me ask their permission, and if they say it's okay, I'll publish it.
But the other issue I think we have here is whether trying to initiate first contact is the cart before the horse. Wouldn't it be better to first fund more research to get a better handle on what UFOs are? And then step two, if you still conclude it's ET and something that can be contacted, you attempt that contact.
That's also a good point. We thought about that, but we have to start somewhere. And getting access to, I think from my experiences and experiences of the team, without cooperation from the military, it'd be difficult to observe them close enough to get really much of a better understanding than we have now. So by initiating contact and doing it well and building on that, we can get them close enough to get some of those answers. So we've talked through that, and I'm not sure how we would approach it the other way. So this was just seemed to be the most sensible way to start.
But what if there is really nothing that you can contact? It could be a phenomenon that does not have any way of engaging in back and forth conversation with Earthlings.
That's a possibility. I can't say that that's not a possibility. It's a possibility, but you know, we'll find that out. From what I've seen and observed, I'm optimistic that at least some can communicate in a way that might be meaningful. Some of the reasons why I don't think that's happened yet to this point is the methods that people have used. You know, consciousness alone, it's really difficult to sustain a complex idea in your mind long enough for it to be reciprocated. You know, it's even the best people who are masters at meditation and can do that really well are challenged by it. And the other thing is, depending on the location that you pick, it can be problematic if you're near, you know, if you're operating near a commercial, any commercial air traffic or near a military installation. A lot of times they'll get chased out of the area before you've had a chance to really collect a whole lot of data. So that's one of the things that we thought through.
Well, I'm still confused as to what the actual, what you're actually doing when you are attempting to initiate contact. I mean, Stephen Greer flashes lights. He plays the cuckoo sounds recorded in a crop circle. All these students place their hands on the doctor. They coherent thought sequence and meditate, and the doctor is the conduit in which their invitation is sent out to the cosmos. I mean, there's various ways. Ray Stanford back in the 50s used to do candles in coffee cans in the shape of a flying saucer, a huge, you know, 300-foot little lit dots on the ground. What sort of technology are you using?
Some of the stuff that Greer's done, you know, it like I said, it's whale watching, basically. I mean, you know, some of those methods work to get their attention, get them to vector in on a particular group of people, and they'll show up in the sky. And yes, laser pointer, I wouldn't recommend pointing one, you know, in an area that has a lot of commercial traffic, but they will interact with that and respond back, and, you know, you have a moment, but it's fleeting.
Sean, you're mentioning here what Stephen Greer is doing, and you understand that serious UFO researchers take nothing what he says or claims as serious. Have you actually gone out on these so-called Sea City expeditions and seen this stuff for yourself, or is this just what you've heard?
I haven't. Number one, I reviewed all the footage Number two, I've replicated this on my own and I see how it works. I see the merit in some of the techniques that are used. Some of them are for show, in my opinion, are a little bit, are there to build camaraderie and create a oneness or whatever. It's a little bit creepy to me, but some of the basics, the broadcasting of the tones, the picking a remote location that's, not near a densely populated area, so you're easier to be vectored in on, the consciousness, meditation, the co-sync thought, some of that stuff can produce results. The problem the problem I've had is none of that information has been documented so that you could build on it, and there hasn't really been anything done to produce a consistent result or created a mechanism by way they could reciprocate and we can decipher what they sent back to us in a meaningful way and understand it. So there's big, there's big holes in that. It's like anybody can take a gun, go out and shoot it. Whether you hit your target's another question. That's kind of the way I look at it. I think there could have been a little bit more structure put around this. You could have leveraged more expertise to understand what works, what doesn't, and try to improve and build on it. And that's really what we're focused on doing. In his particular situation, there's no real reason to do that because what he's doing is working for his own, business and what his personal objectives are.
So you have seen videos here. You have seen videos from Greer that show anomalous phenomena. And understand this has never been produced for anybody. This has never been produced for anybody.
All of these things have been.
No, none of this has ever been produced for anybody. I think he had something one time, a movie that showed an alien, which was shown to be bogus. You understand the concerns here?
Well, no, I totally do. And I'm not using, this isn't secondhand. I'm saying that I've taken some of the protocols, they're pretty simple, rudimentary, and replicated them on my own. And they do yield results, just not the kind of results that I think would be, sufficient to really study. I mean, we know they're there. We know they're real. They'll show up 15, 20 minutes. They're up there. You can observe them and then they're gone. That's, to me, is not enough. We need to figure out a way to improve on that. And that's what we're trying to do.
Let's cover that part in our next segment. We have more with Sean Correa and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're continuing with our discussion of the methodology and the background with Sean Correa of Anonymous Uprising. Chris?
Yeah. You know, Sean, I was there at the very beginning when Stephen and Sherry Adamack, his original, I guess you could call her sort of coordinator and manager of CSETI. Sherry was actually a very, very close friend of mine. And back in the early 90s, I invited Stephen down to Crestone, Colorado, where he's now, I think for 24 years now, he's every year he does one of his ambassadors to the universe trainings in the little town that I turned him on to back in the early 90s. And I saw the evolution of his protocols, how he developed his methodology. Interesting to note, the first 3 years that he was in Colorado, in the first weekend of June, doing his sessions, charging an arm and a leg for them, I might add, we had all sorts of activity all around the region, the San Luis Valley, where the little town Crestone is located. But none of it was on the side of the valley that he was on. And it's almost like he'd sent out a request for contact and forgotten to give precise directions on where they should go, because we had reports coming in. I swear to God, those first 3 years, we had reports coming in of unusual aerial activity, but none of it within 50, 60 miles of where Greer was actually coherent thought sequencing and broadcasting his those cuckoo sounds that he plays that were recorded in a crop circle. So, you know, there is something to the idea of eliciting some form of communication or contact. What is being contacted? I absolutely I don't agree with Greer's analysis that that benevolent space brothers from other star systems are coming here at the behest of the good doctor and his minions. I don't for a second think that that's what's going on. I'm more prone to think that it's something a lot closer to home. You know, people often accuse me of being the guy that believes in aliens, and my stock answer is, well, wait a minute. How do you know we're not the aliens and they're more terrestrial than we are? So, you know, when I, at the beginning of our show here, when you mentioned all the various possibilities that we could be dealing with here, I was gratified to hear that you have an open mind and that you haven't been totally indoctrinated like most people, actually, that these are all aliens.
Well, that's true. Well, no, you're right. The only, in my opinion, the only responsible, credible position to have as it relates to this, as it relates to God, as it relates to all the big questions is, I don't know, but I would love to find out. That's really all there is to it. And that's why I stay away. There is factual information. This happened. This was observed. Here are the coordinates where this happened. There is factual information available on the public domain for sure. But all the narrative to try to explain what it is, why they're here, that leads into these conspiracies, which is an interesting segue, actually. That's one of the things that I can speak on with some authority is the federal government's role in this is blown way out of proportion. And I can tell you that with absolute authority. I, just like any organization, any country, any community, okay, are there individuals that are, I mean, even in ufology, right? There are people out there who have their own self-interest, have a personal agenda, and try to steer policy and do things that are going to satisfy their own personal objective. Absolutely, there's corruption everywhere. Absolutely. I just don't think that, in fact, I know that there is, this is not an overarching government controlled, you know, malicious conspiracy going on here. I mean, there's really good reasons that I support for not making some of the technology and some of these findings available on the public domain. There's some really good reasons. One is, you know, is people have evaluated and studied some of these power sources. A lot of this stuff is abundant power that's available everywhere. It's not like, you know, weapons-grade uranium, which we can keep pretty close tabs on, right? You can't just pick that stuff up because you want it. We're not too worried about a terrorist getting their hands on it. But some of these other energy sources are really abundant. If that technology was available, I'm sure that most people would use it for good reasons, but there are some people that would use it and could be catastrophic. The other thing is this idea that, you know, oil companies and, you know, in, you know, these elite members of the industry are, you know, trying to suppress certain technologies because they want to hold on to their monopolies. People who subscribe to that just don't understand business, don't understand the life cycle of technology. The example I give is, if I were to hand you a smartphone from today, 30 years ago, okay, you would look at it and that technology might be neat to look at, but would have absolutely no place in your life. The only way a technology like that would be appreciated and could, be used and better, you know, the quality of all of our lives is you have to slowly train people and reset the mindset so that people develop a lifestyle that can appreciate these technologies. That's why they're released in small iterations leading up to our full potential. It's not because companies are trying to, you know, goose their profits and do all that stuff. That's just not accurate. So when you think about, we have real problems, and a lot of problems do relate to our consumption of fossil fuels. There's no question. But to just suggest that you could go from fossil fuels to something that's as advanced as, you know, zero point energy as an example is just naive. You just don't understand how that works. That would not be the way to do it. And so there's a lot of misperception. And I know a lot of good people. I've worked with honorable, super smart people at high levels of government, and to lump them into this, you know, universal government conspiracy to to suppress technologies, hurt people, and enslave people. I mean, it's just not true. I've not seen any evidence. Not to say that there's not bad people out there, and sometimes bad people can implement policy and do things that are not great for the masses. There's no question that happens, but it's just not as widespread and overarching as what the internet would have you believe.
I think there's a conspiracy to wring every drop of internal combustion of fossil fuel technology, to wring every dime and nickel and penny out of the pockets of the free world before we do graduate to sustainability and renewable energy and hydrogen and other technologies.
Well,
there
sure,
definitely is a conspiracy
time,
to do that. I mean, just look at 1 million
money,
Iraqis being killed over a sixth of the world's oil or whatever.
There's no question that is true, but that has more to do with, and I don't necessarily agree with it, but our government is trying to assure its influence in the world. And when they, unfortunately, the execution of that long term, it's for our own interest and to ensure that chaos can't break out. They want to assure that World War II doesn't happen ever again. So America has spent its time, its strategy has been to assure and shore up our influence in every country in the world so that that never happens again. Now, the process of doing that is sometimes very ugly. There's no question.
Yeah,
a lot of innocent people get hurt and a lot of bad things happen. There's no question. But I'm just saying, my point is this. There are partners, there are good people, there are organizations and agencies within the government who I've partnered with, who are trying to do good work, who have done a number of things to help the proliferation of technologies that have made people's lives easier. A lot of people don't realize this. A lot of the coolest stuff you see started in the military and the government at some point before it became available for us for consumption.
We got Sean Correa. More to come with Gene and Chris. You're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Chris's voice is starting to take on all sorts of strange frequencies, some of which can't be heard by human ears. We have a second radio show called After the Paracast that we want you to check out. It's part of the Paracast Plus. It's a subscription package that includes After the Paracast, a commercial-free version of this show with better quality audio, audio and video from Paul Kimball's Other Side of Truth, and lots more. And the prices now start as little as $1.49 every week, or $4.99 a month, which I think is the better deal, or 5 years or a lifetime. To learn more, go to plus, plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. Sean Correa is responsible for Anonymous Uprising. And we're talking here about technology and advancement and everything. Let me ask you about, specifically here, about UFOs. Do you think the government is engaged in a conspiracy, any government, to hide the truth about UFOs?
I know that there's conflicting interests. There's different groups that it's very divided in a lot of these big issues relative to what should be disclosed to the public, how the information should be disclosed, what's the next step, because it's not just about coming clean and telling the public that we're aware of this, we've been studying it, we've been engaged in it for several years. There's more to it than that, because after they do that, what's the next step? So I think that there is, you know, every 10 years, there's more and more consensus towards some kind of compartmentalized disclosure over time to bring, you know, a lot of this forward. I know that because, you know, there are, from a technology perspective, projects I've been a part of, for example, the government spends a lot of money on seeing if it can do something with technology. Once they've gotten and realized that they can or something works, how that is used and with the applications is an area where there's a lot of debate and a lot of disagreement. You know, in my case, the big question is always, should this be installed or applied as a defense system? Should it be weaponized as an offensive-based system? Who's going to pay for it? A lot of that, there's enormous disagreement about that. And that changes, of course, with every new president, every new administration, that changes. So as it relates to this subject matter, I think there are scientists that are genuinely trying to solve some of our biggest problems. And this is a, you know, what they've been able to learn from extraterrestrials and the technology that they've been able to reverse engineer and work on has certainly been a key contributor to some of these things. The how it should be applied, unfortunately, is up to someone completely different, and there's definitely some disagreement. And most of this is really controlled. People don't recognize or don't understand that a lot of the agencies within the government that work on this stuff are without any kind of judicial, legislative, or executive oversight at all. So it doesn't really matter, you know, who's in the White House. It doesn't really matter which party controls the House of Representatives. It doesn't really matter because they don't, they're autonomous. They have their own budgets. They have their own agenda and, you know, really don't have any direct oversight from any branch of government. And a lot of people don't realize that. So I don't think, again, and I'll go back to, there are individuals and there are groups that have, you know, their own agenda, and sometimes that can be very harmful, and it makes it challenging for the government to remain credible when those things happen. But I would say overall, this is not a succinct, coordinated conspiracy to, you know, for mass control. I've not seen anything that would suggest that, and it's kind of a lot of the people that have been implicated or have been identified to be, you know, responsible for some of those. For example, a number of the CIA is a huge target on its back. The CIA is been front and center as it relates to this topic. And, you know, there are a lot of good people that work in our intelligence agencies that, you know, are doing good work that kind of get lumped in. And, you know, I don't really think that's fair or really accurate.
You mentioned several times, just as a matter of fact, that we're back engineering alien technology. How do you know this? And where do you get that information?
Well, my personal experience is when Project Phalanx started, we were told that we were trying to create a system that would allow us to bring down enemy drones that were, flying in U.S. airspace, but doing so without damaging the craft. So we were brought in. Our project team was brought a number of different, wireless avionic boards to work with, and one of those boards was made from material using circuitry that neither myself or anybody on my team, again, I'll reiterate, I'm more of a project manager, not a practitioner. So I'm not doing any bench work, but the people that are reported to me as related to this project, I'm driving strategy and the project going forward. But we've seen boards that we couldn't identify. And, you know, we, of course, have had exposure to the latest in wireless avionics and had never seen anything like what they were working with. And the board seemed to interact without any power source, seemed to interact with by touch. You could touch them, and the minimal output that comes, you know, that is generated from the human body was able to enable the board to function, which is remarkable. We hadn't seen that. In most cases, depending on what you're working on, that can actually be harmful to the electronics because some of this stuff is really, really sensitive. But that was not the case. So I've seen, and the people that I've worked with who knew a little bit more than we did, you know, were maybe two tiers above us in terms of the level of compartmentalization, of kind of wink, wink, nudge, nudge, that where did this come from? Well, you know, I was told it didn't come from any current adversaries. and just kind of left it at that. But I kind of
so you and your team have actually seen some sort of unknown technology in the form of what sort of like circuit boards or something similar to a
yes.
circuit board?
Yeah, it's the avionics system, which effectively controls most of the systems in the, you know, their aircraft.
And with their pathways like on a regular circuit board where you have electronic pathways, and were there parts or was it all just streamlined?
Right. Well, there was the best I could describe. I don't have a name, but the circuitry. So what you know, the conductors inside embedded in the boards, it looked like they, it was just this, it wasn't really, you know, like fiber optics. It was this, what I could describe as this crystallized material. It almost looked, I guess the best way to describe it, if you took a piece of, you know, transparent fiberglass and you created grooves in that fiberglass and then you put, you know, like glitter, really dense, you know, glitter inside those grooves, that's what it looked like. And we've never seen anything like it.
So you're assuming here,
you're assuming
I have to cut it short because we're running out of time for this segment. We'll go on to the next segment. You're assuming then that based on what you're observing and your experience and knowledge, that this is not something that we developed in our own laboratories. It might be something we reverse engineered from perhaps the wreckage of a spacecraft of some sort. And what I'm going to ask you, and perhaps we can start answering that in our next segment, where did that come from? Is that the supposed crash at Roswell, New Mexico? Was it a crash anywhere? Was it aliens exchanging their technology with Earthlings? There are a lot of possibilities here, and it'd be nice to continue to explore them. We have Sean Correa. He is the head of a Anonymous Uprising, which is a project to establish first contact. But as you see, there's a lot more involved, and we're trying to trace the background of what he knows and has experienced to understand it still further. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.